taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A multiple structure fire erupted early Monday morning on October the 27th in Fremont Township, leading to the total loss of three buildings before mutual aid fire crews brought the situation under control. The Mayville Fire Department, under the command of Fire Chief Terrence Blackmer, was initially dispatched to 4146 Chambers Road at approximately 3:31 a.m. for a reported structure fire. Firefighters arrived to find intense fire conditions with a camper fully engulfed and the blaze already beginning to spread to both a 25 by 35 foot garage and a 35 by 35 foot barn. A nearby 50 by 50 foot barn was also beginning to ignite due to the intense radiant heat. Crews quickly established a water supply from the roadway and began an aggressive attack. Firefighters focused their efforts on protecting the larger 50 by 50 barn, as well as the nearby residential home. Through coordinated operations and the use of multiple hose lines, they successfully prevented the fire from reaching the other two structures. The camper, the garage, and the first barn, however, were unfortunately declared total losses. However, the decisive actions of the fire crew successfully saved the larger 50 by 50 foot barn as well as the nearby home from the blaze. No injuries to civilians or emergency personnel were reported in the incident. Due to the size and complexity of the fire, mutual aid was provided by the Vassar, Caro, Millington, Kingston, Fairgrove, and Richville Fire Departments. Thumb Electric Cooperative also responded to the scene in order to secure all utilities. And another local and regional news for today. James Willie Passmore, a 44-year-old man, was sentenced on Monday, October 27th in Michigan for charges of assault and domestic violence as a habitual offender third offense, stemming from a violent incident in which he threatened his girlfriend with a knife and caused physical injuries by punching her. Passmore has a record of four prior felonies, and his criminal history included two prior discharges from supervision with no reported improvement. According to reports, Passmore held a knife to his girlfriend's throat, left her with bruises and a lump on her head, and after punching her, the victim barricaded herself in a bedroom for her own safety. Despite this, when the victim appeared in court, she expressed continued affection for Passmore and requested leniency from the judge. He was sentenced to 36 months of probation, 365 days in jail, with 40 days credit for time already served, and a mandatory 90 days on SCRAM, which is an alcohol monitoring device. He must also successfully complete the TRICAP probation residential program with credit towards his sentence, giving upon the completion of the program. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump began one of his busiest days of his Asia trip on Tuesday by warmly greeting the new Japanese prime minister. He plans to later speak to U.S. troops on board an aircraft carrier and mingle with business leaders. Sanae Takeuchi became Japan's first female prime minister just a few days ago and aims to strengthen ties with Donald Trump while defending Japan's economic interests. Trump seeks $550 billion in Japanese investments to reduce U.S. tariffs. He arrived in Tokyo on Monday after attending a summit in Malaysia. There he celebrated a ceasefire agreement between Thailand and Cambodia. Meanwhile, tensions between the U.S. and China appear to be cooling, with a trade deal possibly in the works. Trump plans to leave for South Korea on Wednesday as well. And another national and international news. A Utah judge has ruled that the 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk can appear in court wearing street clothes, but must be physically restrained due to security concerns. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson said images of him shackled and in jail clothing would spread widely in a case with extensive media coverage. They argued it could prejudice future jurors. Judge Tony Graff agreed to make some allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before a trial. Utah prosecutors have charged Robinson with aggravated murder and a plan to seek the death, and they do plan to seek the death penalty. Graff said the charges are extremely serious and present safety concerns, so Robinson must be restrained. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. There are currently no area deaths to report for today, October the 27th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.